I am open to the miraculous. I appreciate all the miracles in my life. And maybe take a moment, regardless of whether you had a good day or a difficult day, take a moment to reflect on your day today and allow a miracle to come to mind. What miracle happened today? Could be something big and it could be something small. Could be a phone call you got from a friend or a swim or that you had food on your table. So take a moment to just appreciate. I'll just allow one of the miracles of today to come to you and take a moment to just let it sink in a little deeper now. And I think my two miracles for the day that come to mind, the whole day looks miraculous from that point of view, is a swim that I took at Puffer's Pond, and that I found a form of B12 I was looking for at Whole Foods that I didn't think they had. So I am open to the miraculous. I am open to the miraculous. And now I'd like you to take a moment and begin to become aware of all the space between your body and the walls of the room that you're in. Feeling and experiencing all that space around you. Letting your attention go to the empty space in the room that you're sitting in. Bringing your awareness to the top of your head and feeling all that empty space above the top of your head. And now, this time, imagining that you're in space and feeling all that space around you in space, really allowing your consciousness to spread out now. Feeling all that space around you in space. Becoming aware of all that space around you in space. Becoming pure consciousness now, almost allowing the body to slip away. Connecting with that part of you that is bigger than your body. Stepping into pure consciousness now. Merging with the oneness. Merging with the one mind. Merging with infinite wisdom now. Merging with infinite power. Merging with infinite abundance. Merging with all of life. I am one with all of life. I am one with all of life. I am one with infinite wisdom. I am one with infinite power. I am one with infinite abundance. I am one with infinite love. I am one with all of life. Connecting now with that part of you that is not limited to a body. Connecting to that part of you that is unlimited, vast, expansive, light-filled. Connecting to that part of you that is all-knowing and wise. I am expansive. I am vast. I am unlimited. And I am one with all of life. And let's take a moment to sit in this vastness now, remembering the truth of who we are, that we are an unlimited being who's come to have a human experience, an experience being in the body. I am vast. I am expansive. I am unlimited, and I am one with all of life. And we'll sit in silence for about 1 minute now. Continuing to feel all that space around you in space. Connecting with your expanded self. Remembering the truth of who you really are. You can continue to sit in this expanded state, feeling your oneness and your unity for all of life. And while you're sitting in that state, I'm going to do a healing for the group. I'm going to begin by tapping on my Tongren doll with my Tongren hammer. It's a technique called Tongren chakra balancing that emerged out of my work with Tom Tam, who does Tongren, and my work with Ellen Tad, who has a very insightful view of the chakra system. And I'll be tapping on each of the seven chakras. And as I tap on each of the seven chakras, I'm going to be sending healing energy to the group. I'm going to be flooding each of the seven chakras with healing energy, and that's going to go out to everyone. As I tap, I'll repeat an affirmation that will help to balance that particular chakra. Tongren chakra balancing can be used to treat yourself, it can be used to treat others, or in this case it can be used to treat a group. And if you find that you want your own doll and hammer, you can again go to my website to purchase one. Alrighty, so we're going to jump right in. And I'm going to start by tapping on the crown chakra. And the first affirmation that comes to mind is I let go and I trust the process of life. I let go and I trust the process of life. I trust that spirit is working with me to manifest what I need. I trust that powerful beings of light are all around me. I trust that I am learning and growing from every situation. I trust that Spirit is working with my loved ones to manifest what they need and that they are never alone. I trust that powerful beings of light are around my loved ones as well. I let go, I let go, I let go, and I trust the process of life. Third eye, divine wisdom guides me every step of the way. Divine wisdom guides me every step of the way. Throat chakra. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am a powerful being of light. I am filled with the power of spirit. I am powerful and I am confident. And as I tap, I'm flooding our collective throat chakra with healing energy, releasing any blockages that are there, so that we can more easily step into our power and our confidence. Heart chakra. I am courageous. I am courageous. I am filled with courage. I am filled with courage. I am filled with courage. Today's theme in our tongue and chakra balancing is stepping into our power and our confidence and our strength. So today's session is to help all of us step into greater power, greater confidence, and greater strength. I don't always have a theme, but today before the call started, that was the theme that came to mind. So again, this is helping all of us to step into our power more and more, step into our confidence, into our courage, and into our strength. We're working on the heart chakra, and the affirmation is, I am filled with courage. I am filled with courage. Solar plexus. I welcome all of life. I welcome my challenges, for they have come to help me learn and grow and help me step into my power in a greater way. And I welcome the places of ease and the places that feel more joyful, because they too have helped me come to learn and grow. Identity chakra. I am both sensitive and strong. I am both sensitive and strong. Tonight we're going to focus a little bit more on the strength part, so I want to affirm, I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. I am well able. I am capable. I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. Base chakra. I am spirit. I am infinite. I am vast, and therefore I am safe. I am spirit, I am infinite. I am vast. And therefore, I am safe. And kidney one, I am filled with peace. I am filled with peace. I am filled with peace. So take a moment now to sit in this energy. Feel this new alignment. Allow the tapping and the words to open and balance your chakras so that you can more easily step into your power, your confidence, your courage, your strength, your wisdom, and your trust that all of life is working with you to manifest what you need. And while you sit in this open and expanded state, I'm going to send light to the group. There were also a couple of some requests on Facebook, so I'm going to bring those requests in to our circle. There were a couple people who couldn't be on this call who contacted me, so I'm going to bring them into this circle. If there's anyone you'd like to add, just mentally in your mind, just bring them into the circle here, this circle that's all over the country, this intimate circle that's spread out. So just call them in, just say their name mentally to yourself, bring them into the light, and I'm going to send light to the group now, to all of us. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am open to the light. I am open to the light. I walk in light. I walk in light. I am open to the light, and I am a being of great light. I am open to the light, and I am a being of great light. I am a being of great light, and I radiate my light out into the world. I am a being of great light, and I radiate my light out into the world. You may want to take a deep breath now and slowly bring your attention back to the room around you. I'm going to unmute the line now. Like I said, last week was the first week I unmuted the line at the end and kind of opened it up for comments, questions. I think how I'd like to start, and we just kind of did it popcorn style, and it worked okay last time, and if a couple people talk at once, you know, maybe I'll kind of suggest one person talk first, and then the second person can talk afterwards. What I'm curious about is to know, for starters, what your experience was, and if there was an affirmation that spoke to you during the course of our meditation and healing. Again, it can be helpful to reflect a little bit on what happened before we adjourn the call. So if you have anything you'd like to say, feel free to speak up.
I really felt a real sense of well-being when you were doing your call.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's funny, I had the volume turned off, so could you repeat what you said?
Yeah, I heard that. I'm still hearing it. And I just felt very relaxed, and the time went very, very quickly as well.
Good. I'm glad you felt a sense of well-being. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share?
Perhaps.
Yeah? How about the woman goes first? And if you want to say your name or where you're from, you're welcome to. If you don't want to, that's fine too.
Karen from Chicago.
Oh, hi, Karen.
I felt a lot of love.
You felt a lot of what?
A lot of love.
A lot of love. Good. You know, it's hard to understand you. Maybe you could talk into the phone a little better.
Oh, the affirmation for the chakra were very good.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you.
I gave you the whole box.
Okay.
Cool. There was a man who wanted to speak as well?
Yeah, Haley. It's Kim from Colorado.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good.
I'm a therapist also.
Oh, great.
Felt a strong oneness at one point, and I realized that the breath isn't out there. It's all part of everything.
Mm.
So we're all like one big puddle of stuff.
I really like that.
I felt connected to everybody. So the breath is actually life. It's not empty space. There's actually life there. Because if we hold our breath, we're not going to live.
Right.
Right? So it was great. It was really, I've been experiencing that a lot anyway. My journey is. Anyway, thank you. I try to make this call every Sunday.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. It's, I think that space meditation, it really helps facilitate a feeling of oneness. I get a strong feeling of oneness when I do it too, and kind of learned that technique from Joe Dispenza, who's a kind of a, you know, he's an author, and he does this meditation using space.
Yeah, thank you. It's good. I try to respond to you on email too, so.
Oh, great. What's your name again?
Kim.
Oh, okay. Yes, I've gotten your emails. Thank you.
Okay.
I thought you were Kim was a woman, so I didn't recognize the name. But thanks. It's good to put a voice
to
it.
We met at the symposium 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I was here with, I'm friends with Rick.
Oh, great. Yes. Okay. I do remember that. Thank you for being on the call.
Thank you.
Was there somebody else who'd like to share what they felt or an affirmation that spoke to them?
I'm always shocked when I hear an affirmation that's really familiar to me. But I hear it.
Oh, there's some echoing happening. Oh, sorry, could you repeat what you were saying? There was some echoing happening while you were talking.
I was just saying that sometimes I'll hear an affirmation that's very familiar to me, but I haven't heard, or I hear it in just a way as if I hadn't heard it in a long time.
Right. I think what you said was, now there's an echo happening everywhere. What you said was that there was some affirmations that you heard that you've heard before, but it spoke to you in a different way when you heard it this time.
And it's just such an important reminder.
Was there a specific affirmation that spoke to you?
Well, just really simple. The one, I walk in light.
That's great.
Which is, you know, you hear it's pretty common, but it just wakes you up like it hasn't in a while.
You felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's also one of the advantages of doing like a group, because I think the energy is stronger when we come together in this way, so we, you know, can have a stronger experience sometimes. Anyone else have something they'd like to share from the call? Well, I appreciate all of you being on the call, and I appreciate people who spoke. It's always nice to just reflect on the call a little bit and see what some of you experienced. We do this call the last Sunday of every month, so our next call will be the last Sunday in September. If you want to contact me, you can go to the website, www.trcbhealing.com. There's contact information there. I am available for phone sessions. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me as well. I didn't ask if anyone had any questions. Maybe I should just do that real quick before we adjourn. Anyone have any questions? Okay, I think we're good. I hope that this gave you some energy and chi and healing and balancing for the evening. I really appreciate all of you being on the call. The call is growing every time we do it, so feel free to share and tell your friends about the call, and I'll look forward to joining you with you next month. Have a nice month, everyone.
Thank you, Haley.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.